Bear Country 95.3. It is Bear in the Morning. I'm Jess, and I have Hannah here with Find It in Greenfield. Hi.
Hi, how's it going?
It's going good. What do we have going on this week?
Oh my gosh, Jess. Okay, so I have something a little different for listeners today.
Okay.
And I am very excited about it. Usually we come in, we highlight a business, mm-hmm. Find It in Greenfield, right? This is an announcement.
Okay.
About Greenfield in general that is super exciting.
Okay, what is it?
Greenfield has been selected in an international competition,
ooh,
right? We can say that because it includes Canada.
Okay.
To compete for the title of strongest town.
That's cool.
It is really cool. So I don't know if anyone out there is familiar with Strong Towns. It's a little bit of an organization that we planners and placemakers know about because mm-hmm. they do a lot of writing about and teaching about, you know, how to strengthen your community in all the ways that that means.
Okay. So what's the criteria to be a strong town?
Oh my gosh. Okay. So you have to submit an application, mm-hmm. which a wonderful resident of Greenfield, Andrew Varnon, did after he wrote a My Turn a while back about Greenfield when he realized he was talking to a lot of his childhood friends and mm-hmm. they're all scattered all over the place. And all of his friends were saying, you know, I wish I lived somewhere that was this, or I wish I lived somewhere that was that, or I wish this. And he said he was sitting there and he was like, wait a second, that's my town.
We have all this stuff.
I live there.
Yeah.
And he said that to his friends and his friends were like, you need to do something about that. Let people know about that.
Mm-hmm.
And so he wrote a My Turn in the recorder about that experience. And then when he saw this strongest town competition, he was like, we need to apply. And he reached out to the Economic Development Department in Greenfield, to Amy Kaling, let her know that he was going to apply. And she mm-hmm. was like, cool, let's see where this goes.
And then he got accepted?
And then we got accepted.
Wow.
So Greenfield is one of 16 towns. It's very March Madness.
Mm-hmm.
That is competing for this. And it is, we are in an elimination contest. So here's the thing for the listeners.
They have to vote?
We need your vote.
Okay. Easy peasy.
And every week, there are different categories that you are going head to head with other towns in.
Mm-hmm.
And one of the things, you know, I'm going to be real candid here, right? We all know that Greenfield struggles with a lot of things,
mm-hmm.
right? We are not the only community that struggles, but we struggle. And the thing about this strongest town competition is that it's not a best town competition.
Mm-hmm.
Strongest as in
resilient. Yeah.
And strongest as in we who live here and work here believe in Greenfield mm-hmm. and believe in the work that's being done. And we are all putting our shoulder to that work in our own way, right? We come on here every week. We talk to different businesses. We hear how they're doing that work.
Mm-hmm.
And this competition is about looking at the big picture, everyone who's doing that work, from our businesses to our schools to our city government, all the ways that we are trying to make Greenfield a better place to live, a better place to have a business, a better place to visit. All of that comes together here. So if you're listening and Greenfield is anything to you that you feel really positively about, we would love for you to engage with this contest. It's a fast moving thing, and throw a vote Greenfield's way on a topic that really relates to you. You can go to strongesttown.com
mm-hmm.
and see what's going on. We'll also be sending out asks for your vote over social media. So the Greenfield Business Association, the Visit Greenfield MA social media, we will be peppering the valley and beyond for the vote. I mean, Brattleboro won this in 2023, so it has already touched close to home.
Mm-hmm.
I think that Greenfield could totally win this thing.
So we're in the top 16. Does it then get narrowed down to like 8 to 4 to the top?
Yes.
All right, so you got to keep voting. Tell your friends, tell your family, tell everybody about it.
Yep.
Just celebrating the progress that Greenfield's making.
Yes, because we are making progress.
Mm-hmm.
And I know it doesn't feel that way every day. And I know that we have a lot of setbacks. Trust me, I'm in up to my ears in all things Greenfield. And it's, you know, it's forward and back and forward and back. That's what we're doing here. I really, when I look at how Greenfield stacks up,
mm-hmm.
it's really beautiful.
All right. So if we take the title, is it bragging bragging rights? Is that what you win?
It's bragging rights. It is. It's something to kind of market on. And then it also puts us in a special pool of towns that have won this in the past to share best practices with one another, be in communication with one another. Mostly it's bragging rights.
Yeah,
yes.
We'll get t-shirts made. Don't you worry.
Oh my God. Wouldn't that be so great? Oh, I would love it.
All right. Tell us again the website to be able to go vote.
StrongestTown.com, and you can see who we're competing against.
Let's get this all the way home, get to number one.
Wouldn't that be cool?
Go vote. Find it in Greenfield with Hannah. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Go vote.